Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet and Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
The Florida primary could be a turning point in the Republican presidential nomination, and Latino voters are in the middle of the fight. I'm Ashwini Anbarajan, a reporter for Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Tuesday's Florida Republican presidential primary will be the year's first in a state with a large Latino population, and one that has a strong block of conservative Latino voters. I'm joined by Dan Judy, a Republican strategist and pollster for Ayers, McHenry & Associates, who does polling for prominent conservatives, including Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. And we have Mark Lopez, Associate Director of the Pew Hispanic Center. Welcome to the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Dan, about 11% of registered Republicans in Florida are Latino. Who are they? And what do we know about the issues that are important to them?
Demographically, at least in terms of national origin, they're predominantly Cuban. About half of them are Cuban. That's probably not too surprising to anybody that's followed politics in Florida. Obviously, Cuban issues and the embargo and some of those issues always come up around election years. Apart from that, you really have a pretty wide smattering of nationalities. You have about 14% that are Puerto Rican, about 15% that come from somewhere in South America, and about 10% each coming from Mexico or Central America. One thing that's very interesting that we have found in our most recent polling for Resurgent Republic is that among registered Republicans, Latino Republicans in Florida, is that almost two-thirds of them were not born in the United States. And as we've seen in a lot of, in some of our research, those voters tend to be a little bit more conservative than voters that have been here for one or two generations or more.
Mark, we know from national polls it's two issues that are important, the economy and immigration reform. But how do you think that's going to play out in Florida? Do you think one trumps the other?
That'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. And I think that it's important, again, to note that Florida is unique in many respects. Unlike a state like California or Texas, where Mexican Americans or people of Mexican origin dominate the Latino population, in Florida we have a population that includes, if you just look at Florida overall, about a third are Cuban and about another third are Puerto Rican. And those two alone are unique, particularly with regard to their immigration experience. Puerto Ricans, for example, are born on the island of Puerto Rico, they are U.S. citizens by birth. However, for Cuban Americans, many of them who migrated to the United States, their immigration circumstances are different than those for people, say, who migrate from Mexico and may do so illegally.
In terms of issues, then, what do you think matters more? And this is to either one of you. Is it immigration or is it the economy?
Well, across the nation, for Latinos, we found in our public opinion polling that among Latino registered voters, it's jobs and the economy that's a top issue for Hispanics. And that's perhaps not to be unexpected, simply because unemployment rates among Latinos are higher, 11% compared with, say, about 8% for the general U.S. population. So unemployment rates for Hispanics are higher, and in many respects, Hispanics were hit harder by the recession than other groups. If you take a look at their household wealth, it, too, declined more than any other group.
I think you make an interesting point, because there's a new poll out now by Latino Decisions that if the primary were held today, 35% of Latinos said they'd vote for Romney, while only 20% say they'd vote for Gingrich. And Gingrich is the one who's been going out there and saying, I have a much more inclusive message in terms of immigration and bringing the Latino population into the fold. He's gotten some major endorsements from Latino groups that are conservative. Dan, when you look at this, do you really think it's that we underestimate how important or we've overplayed how important immigration is in terms of this primary vote, or perhaps in terms of the general election as well?
I think, at least in the primary, it's overstated to a degree. Immigration is a very important issue. But when you're looking at Republican primary voters, even Latinos, they're still Republicans. And as Mark said, the overwhelming issue is jobs and the economy. A lot of them are also very, very concerned about spending and the national debt. When we asked how important is immigration reform to your vote, among registered Republican Hispanics in Florida, only 12% said that immigration reform was the single most important issue to their vote. Another third said it was one of the top two or three most important issues, but a majority said that it was only somewhat important or not important at all. So when you're talking about immigration policy, it obviously is important. More important, I think, than the specific policies is the attitude that candidates take towards the Hispanic community and the tone they use when talking about these issues. And you saw Newt Gingrich, I mean, a lot of people have talked about he has more open views on immigration, and his reform should be more palatable to Latino voters. But when you look at what happened last weekend, he was talking to a group of Republican women, and he made a comment about how we needed more Hispanics speaking English so that they could get out of the Spanish language ghettos or something to that effect. That sort of comment, it's sort of classic Newt, but that sort of comment is exactly the sort of thing that turns Hispanic voters off a candidate, kind of regardless of their views on other things. So I think you saw also in that Univision poll, Newt Gingrich's fave-unfave rating, which is, you know, something that the ballot usually follows. He had a 57% favorable rating among Republicans, 23% unfavorable. Mitt Romney, by comparison, had a 70% favorable rating and a 15% unfavorable. And he has Romney, in particular, has notably softened his rhetoric on these immigration issues over the last few weeks and some of the debates and his public comments.
Well, I think that's really interesting, because let's go back to the debates. We had the NBC debate recently, and Mitt Romney made a comment about self-deportation. It's comments like this, you wonder, what are Latino voters thinking when they hear that?
That's a really good question. I wish we had some polling numbers to see what Latinos had to say about that particular term. But certainly when it comes to a wide range of immigration policy issues nationally, we see in our polling here at the Pew Hispanic Center that Latinos, for the most part, are supportive of, very vastly supportive, I should say, of things such as the DREAM Act or of a state-level DREAM Act. They support a path to citizenship. And in many cases, their levels of support are higher than they are among the general public, or oftentimes on the opposite side of a particular immigration issue compared to the general public. But overall, among Latinos, whether we're talking about Republicans or Democrats, whether we're talking about native-borns or foreign-borns, registered voters or not registered voters, we see very strong support for a lot of elements of immigration reform that many folks have been talking about recently.
Right, and the remarkable thing about those issues is that what we've seen in our latest polling for Resurgent Republic is that the support is bipartisan. Republicans are just as supportive of these reforms, the DREAM Act, earned legalization, in-state tuition for in-state college tuition for students who have finished high school. It's just as strong among Republicans as it is among Democrats.
And going into these issues more then, when we talk about the DREAM Act, we also saw recently in the debates Mitt Romney have a Me Too moment when Newt Gingrich said, I would support half the DREAM Act and allow people that did military service to become citizens. Do you think that has appeal, that Latinos might see it as a compromise issue and, okay, there is a way that this could get passed, I could support this guy? And then, of course, you know, you had Mitt Romney jump in and say, wait, I support that too. So there's an opportunity to work with them should they become president.
I think so, absolutely. I mean, and that goes back to the kind of attitude and tone aspect that I was talking about earlier. If Republican candidates are standing up on the stage and just screaming, build a fence, build a fence, build a fence, that is not going to endear them to Hispanic voters. But if it looks like they're supporting policies that are common sense, that are compassionate, that really work to solve the problem, I think that Latino voters will meet them halfway, particularly if they agree with them on other issues.
What do you think, Mark?
I think that taking a look at just the broad sweep of the last decade, overall, we have found that among Latinos, there's particularly Latino registered voters, they see the Democratic Party as a party that is more concerned for Hispanics than the Republican Party. And when you take a look over the last decade on the numbers for Republicans, while currently we found that 12% of Hispanic registered voters identify the Republican Party as having more concern for Hispanics than the Democrats, that 12% is about where we have been over the last 10 years in public opinion polling at the Pew Hispanic Center. For Democrats, among Hispanic registered voters, about 45% in our most recent poll said that they see the Democrats as having more concern for Hispanics than the Republicans.
That's consistent with what we've been seeing, too. And part of it is that the Republicans need to be very careful that they are viewed not as a party that is anti-immigration, but rather a party that is anti-illegal immigration. And that line has been blurred and muddied through actions and statements that they've made, as well as occasionally efforts by Democrats to sort of paint them that way. But there's certainly some culpability there on their side.
So bringing it back to the primary and potential voter turnouts and how that could influence the vote on Tuesday, we know that in 2008, Latinos definitely played a role in the primaries, at least in the Democratic primaries. Latino voters helped push Hillary Clinton to wins in several states. And then in the general, they really came out for Barack Obama and helped him win in several states. Dan, what have we seen in terms of turnout among Latino voters in terms of influencing a race on the Republican side?
Well, it will be a relatively small slice of the electorate. And in the 2008 Republican primary, it was about 12% of the overall electorate. I expect it will be about that same proportion this time. But when you look at what happened in 2008, Mitt Romney, who lost to John McCain 36-31%, actually beat John McCain among white voters 34-33%. What ended up tipping the balance was that McCain beat him among that 12% of the electorate that's Hispanic by 40 points. It was 54-14. And y'all are in New York, so most of the people listening to this will probably remember that Rudy Giuliani did run for president in 2008. He actually came in second among Hispanics that year with 24%. But Romney was way, way back in the pack, and that cost him the state and ultimately any chance he was going to have at the nomination.
And you know, I'd add, too, that taking a look at just the broad sweep of demographic changes that are happening, not only across the nation, but in Florida as well, there are more Latinos eligible to vote nationwide than there have ever been, and that partly reflects population growth. And a lot of the trends we've seen in recent elections have been of a record number of Hispanics participating in and voting in presidential elections and voting in midterm elections. That's been the general pattern over the last few election cycles. What makes Florida interesting as well is that Hispanics have increased their representation among eligible voters, and that is people who are at least 18 and U.S. citizens. Today in Florida, they're 15% of the population of eligible voters, but that's up one percentage point from the previous election cycle of 2008. You also see this happening even among registered voters. Today, Hispanics overall in Florida represent about 13% of all registered voters, but again, that's also up for about two percentage points over 2008.
As we watch the returns come in on Tuesday night, what lessons would you take away in terms of turnout or issues that you think could foretell what might happen in a general election?
I don't know that I would try to extrapolate the primary results to a huge degree. Mm-hmm. The general elections are just so much different from primaries. Yes, these voters are of Hispanic origin, but in many ways they are what you think of when you think of Republicans. They're conservative on the issues. They support conservative candidates. This 31% of registered Republicans in Florida is likely to turn out and vote for whoever the Republican nominee is. One thing that I think could come out of this is if one of the candidates is able to do very, very well among Hispanics, to sort of use that as a way to say, I know how to speak to this community, and then try to spread that more to Hispanic independents who have started to sour a little bit on President Obama.
What do you say to that, Mark?
I say it remains to be seen what this particular primary will do in terms of affecting both interest among Latinos in the election, and also whether or not any one of these candidates will be able to use it as a springboard for reaching out to more Latinos. But I do think that with everything that we've seen in our polling and things that we've been able to observe more recently, Hispanics, for the most part, in terms of their approval ratings of Barack Obama, those approval ratings have begun to decline, or we've seen a decline over the last year. And even though there's strong support for Obama in no matter who the Republican candidate might be, at least a lot of polling seems to suggest that, many things can happen between now and Election Day that might affect the outcome. So I think it's hard to say. I don't know how much we'll learn from Florida, but I'm anxious to see what results we'll have and looking forward how that might actually play out in the election.
I think we're all pretty anxious to see who would win this, and I should not forget that there are two other candidates in the race, Senator Rick Santorum, Congressman Ron Paul. Do they have any traction with Latino voters?
Not at the moment. I believe in the Univision poll that we've been talking about a little bit, among the registered Republicans in that sample, I think Ron Paul had 6% and Rick Santorum had 7%. Rick Santorum, in a different world, might be able to make some inroads. Obviously, he is a strong Catholic and the Hispanic population in Florida is obviously heavily Catholic, but he just doesn't have the resources in terms of money, in terms of organization, to really compete in the state, and so he's sort of hanging back. Ron Paul is sort of Ron Paul, and I don't want every time I mention Ron Paul, I get a flood of angry emails, so I want to be careful. But he has a very specific core of followers, and there aren't a whole lot of Hispanic voters that kind of fall into that.
Dan Judy and Mark Lopez, thank you to you both for joining us. It's been a very interesting discussion on what could potentially happen with the Latino vote and how that will influence the Republican presidential primary in Florida. And who knows, maybe the general election as well. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The producers of this podcast are Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Jason Isaac at WNYC Radio. I'm Ashwini Anbarajan. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and the Cyrus Fund and WNYC, New York Public Radio.
This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.